USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are feeling the pain at the pump, especially over last month. That's because gas prices are up nearly 20 cents from this time a month ago. The current national average for regular is $3.48 a gallon. The South and parts of the Midwest are seeing the cheapest prices. The West and Northwest are dealing with the most expensive gas. The White House is urging Americans to leave Ukraine in the next 24 to 48 hours, warning that they won't rescue civilians if Russia invades. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan adding,
"What we are saying is that we have a sufficient level of concern based on what we are seeing on the ground and what our intelligence analysts have picked up, that we are sending this clear message."
President Biden spending his weekend at Camp David. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
9 Arizona police officers are injured and a suspect is dead after a barricade situation. Sergeant Andy Williams of the Phoenix Police Department explaining how the suspect and victim knew each other.
I know the relationship between the suspect that shot the police officers and the woman who was injured inside. They are former boyfriend and girlfriend. They have a child in common. I believe that child that was involved in this incident is their child.
Police responding to reports of a shooting southwest of downtown Phoenix. A woman was also shot and is fighting for her life, while Phoenix police say the suspect was found dead inside the home. The black nationalist accused of running over and killing six people during a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, is pleading not guilty. Daryl Brooks Jr. entering his plea to all 77 charges he's facing in connection with the November attack in Waukesha. He'll be in court again on March 11th. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Truckers in Canada continue to protest the government's COVID-19 requirements, with groups of them forming convoys in Ottawa and a blockade at an international bridge. Ontario Premier Doug Ford saying these truckers could face legal consequences.
It is illegal and punishable to block and impede the movement of goods, people, and services along critical infrastructure.
The FAA logged close to 6,000 cases of unruly passenger behavior in 2021, with close to 72% of incidents stemming from mask mandates on planes. This as Delta CEO Ed Bastian has called for the Justice Department to enact a no-fly list, not once, but twice within the past year, most recently Friday. When it comes to enacting that no-fly list, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg joined CNN and says,
"I think we need to take a look at it. The airlines are often doing their own internal no-fly lists. Some of them have spoken about maybe coordinating on that, and we're looking at these policy recommendations as well. Not that we're waiting for that in order to take action. The FAA has a zero-tolerance policy. Fines have been increased. Enforcement has been increased. We've seen some encouraging news in terms of downward trends in unruly incidents. This is happening at an unacceptable rate. Anything besides zero is an unacceptable rate."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.